The pro-impeachment rally was organized by Tom Steyer's presidential campaign, but it drew progressives backing a range of 2020 candidates.
Good morning, everybody.
Two, maybe three dozen people responded.
Come on, we can do better than that. Good morning. There we go.
As speakers took turns at the microphone, the audience cheered in support for impeaching President Trump. But there was some despair at the event's relatively low turnout. Dennis Jakubowski of Loudoun looked around and scratched his head.
It's baffling that we don't have 10,000 people here today. I don't understand it. I have grandchildren. We have grandchildren. We're going to lose this country for our grandkids if we don't do something.
Just as the impeachment rally was wrapping up, another group of activists arrived at the State House steps.
Do not impeach! Do not impeach!
This contingent, even smaller than the first group, waved flags and held up Donald Trump signs.
We here for President Trump and to support Governor Chris Sununu. We want the American people know and the Democratic Party especially to know to stop the witch hunt.
Zhao Kelly of Hooksit is against what she sees as a creeping communist sentiment inside the Democratic Party. After a bit more chanting and flag waving and singing,
God bless America.
The pro-Trump crowd squeezed in for a picture on the State House steps, and then they were gone. Within an hour, the State House lawn was again quiet. The messy, sporadic, and occasionally underwhelming business of grassroots democracy was done for the day. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.